Will the new Massachusetts gun safety law survive the NRA's challenge? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. The new state gun law requires all ghost guns and 3D printed guns to be traceable, to be stamped with a serial number. Creating, possessing, or transferring an untraceable gun carries a serious penalty. In addition, the state's red flag law is expanded to allow school administrators and licensed healthcare workers to petition a court to force a gun owner who poses a threat to themselves or others to surrender their firearms. The law also prohibits guns in sensitive areas, such as schools and courthouses, polling places, and government buildings. The bill was passed to update the state's gun laws after the Supreme Court's 2022 Bruin decision, which held that the Second Amendment guarantees almost anyone the right to carry a firearm almost anywhere, and the 2024 Rahimi case, which held that despite what the court just said in Bruin, dangerous domestic violence perpetrators can temporarily be deprived of their guns. The NRA called the new Massachusetts law one of the most egregious and freedom-restricting laws in the history of the Commonwealth and vowed to challenge it in court. The lawmakers who drafted the bill expressed confidence that it can survive any challenge. The likely result? Well, it's a carefully crafted bill. But as Yogi Berra said, it's tough to make predictions, particularly about the future. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.